I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And time now for your latest dirt at the 40. Here's Dina with your latest gossip headlines brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Visit them for all their great rates at pvcu.org. All right. So what's going on, Dina?
Okay, well, as Britney Spears fans are advocating to hashtag free Britney, she decided to free herself this weekend. She posted a topless photo of herself on Instagram on Friday. She was wearing a barely there pair of shorts. It's a mutton button Daisy Dukes and nothing else, covering up her top with her hands in a photo she deleted and then reposted.
So posted, deleted, and reposted?
Yeah, but you know how sometimes you post a photo and then you have that moment of panic where you wonder, did I edit it properly or did I cover everything up that needed to be covered up to abide by those Instagram rules?
Run into that all the time with myself, yes.
Do you?
Yeah, I black bar myself all the time.
Everywhere.
Angelina Jolie scored a major win in her battle with Brad Pitt over custody of their kids. So according to Radar, the judge who was overseeing their custody battle was thrown off the case on Friday. This is something she's wanted for a while. Angelina's wanted this. He has had business relationships with Brad's attorneys. He's in, you know, business relationships with them. So she felt that kind of, you know, would give him an advantage, you know, towards Brad, like sort of lean towards his way.
He should have knew that. He should have recused himself at the beginning.
Well, that's what she's always said.
Right. But he should have done it himself. But maybe he wanted some attention. I don't know.
Well, but yeah, maybe he's like, you know, if I do this for Brad, I get a really cool autographed photo in a frame.
Maybe he thought he would be fair.
I don't think so.
Not everyone is sneaky.
No, I think so. I think he just wanted to hang out with popular people.
But since he's off the case now, that decision for joint custody could get thrown out. And the custody battle over the kids would start all over again.
Oh, my gosh. I guess this has been going on for years.
Careful what you wish for. I know, that's what I'm saying. They're having this custody battle that drags out. The kids will all age out before it's
maybe
even
that's
over.
That's what she wants.
It is what she wants. The Real Housewives of Miami cast member who had that medical emergency last week was newcomer Julia. I'm not sure if I'm saying her last name right. Lemagova. She's a Russian former model. She's married to tennis legend Martina Navratilova. And according to TMZ, Julia just started to feel really sick late Thursday morning while they were filming on the roof of that mansion they're staying in New York. They thought maybe too much sun, but, you know, production crew called 911 out of precaution. An EMT gave her an IV right there, and she never even had to go to the hospital. And you know what this means.
What's
we're going to get to see it play out on the show since the cameras were rolling.
Say, you know what this means? Stay off roofs.
Oh, you know,
there's a roof disease going on.
Also a good lesson.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's daughter, Lilibet Diana, was born on June 4th, but she still has not been listed in the official royal line of succession on the palace's official website. I mean, once it is official, she'd be eighth in line for the throne. But TMZ points out Harry and Meghan's son Archie, he was listed in the succession on the website just 2 weeks after his birth.
Well,
and here we are, like how many weeks after her her birth?
Maybe you the know, HTML like guy was on vacation or something for the website.
Or are they, you know, are they saying it can't, I mean, aren't they kind of like away from the royal family? So does that, you know, did they just choose not to be part of it?
No, they're still in line for succession. They have, that's not a choice. I mean, their son is on it. They're on it. Well, Prince Harry's on it anyway. So, you know, and it's also worth noting Princess Eugenie's son, They're her newborn, born February 9th. He's already got a spot on the list.
Maybe it fell through the cracks. I don't know.
You think so?
Their web host is like, oh my gosh, we should have probably gotten this up a couple of weeks ago.
I don't know, but if we get down to the seventh person in succession and, you know, she's not on there, there's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Don't think we have to worry.
You don't think so? Well, says you, Lopez, there's 22 successors on the list, so somebody's worrying quite a bit.
I guess.
Something to be said for planning. And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
And it's Dirt Time, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Today is the last day you can enter to win $1,000 with PVCU and their Refer a Friend contest. Visit the new 16 Acres branch on Wilbraham Road or visit pvcu.org for details. Open to credit union members. Contest ends this evening at 5 o'clock. All right, so what's going on in Dirt, Gina?
All right, well, nobody likes getting stung by a bee, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean, sometimes I enjoy it.
You're kind like that. You're like, hey, B, go for it. But for Real Housewife of Beverly Hills star Kyle Richards, it turned into a life or death situation. She posted footage from her backyard. She's got one of those cameras back there, you know, which shows her running around after being stung. And she said no one could hear her yelling for help. Her phone wasn't working when she tried to call 911.
Oh,
and
geez.
Her EpiPen was defective.
What?
So was it just one bee or was it like a swarm of bees?
Well, that's what happened is she thought she just got stung once or twice, but it turned out there was a swarm nearby.
Oh, jeez.
And you can see as she's trying to pull the stinger out of her hand, you could see her panicking and then jumping into the pool to get away from the rest that were coming after her.
And they just wait for you. They would just wait for you to come up, which is really scary.
They did. And she had to keep going under over and over again. She did end up getting to safety. She was in the hospital for treatment. And apparently there's a very big hive on her property. She showed the picture, which she is having removed immediately. But you can watch the video at TMZ.com and you can tell the kind of panic that's going through her, as you know anybody would, especially if you're allergic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, that's scary, huh?
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of bees, like even in the mud around here, that can have nests in the mud and people get attacked that way too. So watch your step.
Well, tweet and ye shall receive. Last week, Britney Spears posted thinking about visiting Saint-Tropez with Cher and eating ice cream. She was one of my favorite singers as a kid, and I loved to dress up as her. And thinking about having a six-pack like J-Lo, she's so inspiring in her new video. Well, after this tweet went out, Cher responded, saying when hashtag Free Britney is finally free, I'm taking her to Saint-Tropez and we'll eat ice cream to her heart's content.
Oh God, that's so funny. Imagine bumping in there at the ice cream stand. How cool.
Right?
That sounds fun.
Now we'll see if we can get Jennifer Lopez to respond to Britney's tweet too, if she can take a break from her PDA with Ben Affleck. Oh, it's all over social media. Last month, Entourage star Kevin Connolly and his girlfriend welcomed a baby girl. They named her Kennedy Cruz. And Kevin recently shared that just weeks after the baby's birth, she came down with COVID.
Oh, my gosh.
Terrible, right?
So I mean,
already
home?
Being a new parent.
Oh. Yeah.
During an episode of The Victory, the podcast, he shared that it's been hard, really hard, because there's nothing you can do, but she's doing great. He said, it's just the congestion part, fever's down, and we're all on the road to recovery. And when he says all, because he came down with COVID too, even though he's vaccinated, he did come down with it, but he said it was manageable. So luckily, his girlfriend has been COVID free, and she's the one who gets to take care of both of them now. So good luck to the family.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's good. They're recovering.
Yep. Well, Megan Fox, I told you, skipped the premiere of the movie Midnight in the Switchgrass because of COVID concerns, which, you know, I was like, really?
Maybe the movie just stunk. Yeah.
Well, now her boyfriend, Machine Gun Kelly, is actually trashing the movie, and he's also in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So according to OK, he tweeted, if I don't talk or tweet about a movie I'm barely in, it's because it's trash.
Well,
and trash can emoji.
It probably gets more people there, though. You know, usually when you bash, because I'm just curious now, how bad was it?
Well, that's what they're doing right now. They're trying to get some publicity because they know it's not great, but they think if people think it's worse, they'll want to see the train wreck.
Yeah.
I don't know. I saw the preview. It was enough of a train wreck for me to say I'm going to save myself the extra 128 minutes.
Yeah, right.
Maybe that's their whole PR strategy. This is the worst movie ever. Mm-hmm. Don't go see it.
You gotta see how bad it is.
Yeah.
And that's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
Now back to the Kellogg Crew with Chris Kellogg, Dina, and Lopez on 94.7 WMAS.
All right, here we go with Dina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. And last day to enter to win $1,000 with their Refer a Friend contest. Visit their new 16 Acres branch on Wilbraham Road or visit pvcu.org for details. Open to Credit Union members. Contest ends this evening at 5 p.m. All right, so what's going on in Hollywood, Dina? What'd you find out?
Well, I found out that Jason Alexander, that's Britney Spears' childhood friend and first husband, said her parents manipulated them into ending their relationship. He said that he was tricked by her mom, dad, and their lawyers into signing an annulment.
What?
All right.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's They're odd. The ones who said sign this annulment. That's why their marriage was annulled after 55 hours. So they told him that it could hurt Britney's career. And that's why both he and Britney were like, well, I guess, okay, fine, we'll annul. They didn't want to, but they did. And he was assured, he said, that they could have a big white wedding in 6 months if they still felt the same way about each other. But he said they strung me along for 30 days because that's how long it took to get the annulment finalized, so I couldn't contest it. And then they changed Britney's number so I couldn't talk to her.
And then it was just off the map.
Huh.
That's terrible. Mm-hmm. Man.
How is this... Are we sure this is true? I mean, just coming out now because of all the press, or is he, you know? I mean, why wasn't this thought of, said before?
A lot of people say that about a lot of things, Lopez. Why is it just coming out now?
They're keeping it so quiet on everything. Again, Britney needs to write a book. I would love to read all the details.
Yeah.
And he was probably too scared to say anything before.
Maybe,
you know, it sounds like her family is very powerful.
Yeah.
Well, you might recall that last year, two women made accusations against Justin Bieber for assaulting them, which Justin denied and said he had proof that he couldn't have been with either of them. Now Justin is suing each of those women for $10 million. And in new filed court documents, Justin is actually asking a judge to grant him a default $10 million judgment against one of them because even though she's been served with legal papers, she's ignored the case.
Ooh.
And Justin claims she's a super fan who's even admitted on social media she never met him.
So
he thinks he should just get the default judgment.
It's almost like you need to make an example out of somebody. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
For anybody else that wants to treat him badly, you know, or say bad things about him, that, you know, he's got a precedent. Maybe I shouldn't do that because he's going to sue me for $10
million. I mean, do we think he's going to get $10 million from a civilian?
No.
But
again,
but
he's
still,
just trying
right.
to prove a point, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bachelor Ari Leindijk Jr. and his wife Lauren, they've been spending a lot of time in the hospital because that's where she's been admitted due to postpartum health complications. Apparently, she's getting something called mastitis, which can be very, very painful when you're trying to feed the baby and can actually be very bad for the body. So they're looking at a possible abscess. So it's tough stuff. He and his wife welcomed Senna and Lux in June, and so he's been taking care of them and their two-year-old daughter while Mama's in the hospital. So we wish them all the best.
Yeah,
hopefully she gets the treatment and gets out and gets back home to her whole family.
Yeah.
Well, earlier this morning, I was telling you how Lilibet Diana Mountbatten Windsor, Harry and Meghan's daughter, is not in the line of succession on the Royals website. But it looks like they must have been listening to Dirt, so she's there now. They put her on.
Oh, thank gosh.
Maybe right. You didn't refresh the page, Dina, from
a year
three
ago.
3 months ago.
Oh, no.
Dina
they just
never
listened to me.
Refreshes after a year.
Yeah, why refresh a page? She's had it open the whole time.
Since the baby was born.
Yep.
But they are listed as Master Archie and Miss Lilibet, but they don't have royal titles because their parents didn't want them to.
Or some really good hacker out there, some 14-year-old took care of it for us all.
That's possible. Yeah. That's possible. Yeah.
And finally, in some very weird news this morning, Kanye West is rumored to be living in Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium, according to TMZ. He had a massive album party there, but sources say he's actually living in it right now.
I love this story.
More oddness. Apparently, on the snack menu, you could get $50 chicken tenders, $40 hot dogs.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Pretty expensive. Are they even open, though, during... There's time there.
They are for Kanye.
Is there like one? There's the one dude that's working overtime who's really upset he can't go home.
He loves it.
Probably.
You know? I can't get out of this place.
Anything Kanye does entertains me.
And the weirdest thing from all this is someone selling a $3,000 bag of air from the listening party, shipping not included.
That's
genius.
That's good though. But you can put it on PayPal payments.
There you go. That's your Dirt at 8:40. Get all the reports in the podcast at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.